All right, let's move on to The Red Watcher with No
Years to
Measure.
the years that slip behind us now. Glimpses of memories that no one can recall. No one but ourselves. My, how it seemed to be so promising back. Life was a river running wilder at the bends. No measure till it ends, to where no one could tell. If I had to do it all again, I think I would. I know I would. Even knowing all the pain it said, I think I would. I'm sure I would.
And this song starts out slow, and it kind of remains slow throughout the entire 4 minutes 21 seconds runtime. It creates a good vibe, and I feel like there's some pretty singing and some pleasant production. But, like, it's hard when a song goes over 2 minutes before we get any kind of steady drum beat, even though it's a little bit slow. If there are tempo changes in the song, I feel like they're just different variations of slow. I mean, I really didn't notice any significant tempo changes.
Are you going to disqualify this
I am
song?
definitely going to disqualify The Shadow. And I also feel like the fade out at the very end is, 30 seconds long. That's kind of a long time for a fade out. They could have cut the runtime here to under 4 minutes. They just would have faded faster or ended the song with a bang or found another way of ending.
Wow, Red Watcher, you didn't have to submit anything. There's no way for you to get instated
And
or
here's
anything
a
like
bunch
that.
of criticism
Yeah.
from jerks. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean this is perfect. This is kind of some of the stuff I was talking about with Ménage à Thunes. It's like, and with some of the other stuff. This is great. It's great that he submitted a song that he was inspired to do with no hope of getting any sort of acclaim or anything like that, or of getting reinstated or winning this thing. And he just kind of out of nowhere decided, I'm going to do this because I want to create and because I'm inspired and I want to share it with people. Because I don't give a damn about the tempo change, however it was used. I'm this is one of those that I'm actually not going to put into Logic. Thank you very much. And I'm not auditing this one. But yeah, so for this one, I liked it. And I think, Red Watcher, Ted, you got to compete as Red Watcher. You could easily win this no stakes, meaningless competition with no problem. I thought it's an excellent voice, great, great voice. Subtle instrumentation, and I think really good choices with the instrumentation. The melody is a little repetitive in the verses, but I'm buying all of it. And if anything, that just makes the little variations more tasty. Sure, it's low energy, but it's pleasant and lovely, and I think it's great work.
Yeah, I like this one. I thought this was a really great vocal performance. I think I would probably have liked it to either be a bit shorter or to have a little bit more coming in the production as it went along, because it did start to feel just pretty long to me by the end, without kind of a lot of additional stuff coming in. But yeah, I thought it was nicely done, and I did really like the performance. I liked this line, "Time was a river growing wilder at the bends." Like, what a cool line. It felt like something that he wrote because it meant something to him. It's nice to hear that.
I think he should compete.
Definitely.
Part of that is me just saying I want to hear more songs of
Yeah.
his too. Okay, so should we move on? All right, last one in the list.